Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 28 June 2019. Yes, it's live and it's not Memorex. Hello, hello, hello. You know, I'm probably going to invite this, but yesterday I had a gentleman call in, John from Arkansas, on the issue of reparations. And one of our listeners, and thank you for this, Joanne, she says, sent me an email and says, let me preface this with the fact that I don't support entitlements or reparations for a variety of reasons. However, in an era that support individuals based upon their gender identification that varies from their actual X and Y chromosomes, it's not a huge leap to apply similar logic to race. So will there be a point in time that everyone is entitled to reparations? Who will be on the hook to pay for them? She says, John made a good point when a caller yesterday claimed he was entitled to reparations. I don't know about you, but I have never owned slaves, nor has anybody else in my lineage that has been traced back to the 1640s on my mother's side and the late 1700s on my father's side of the family. In fact, some of the ancestors were mistreated by other groups and governments, in particular, ancestors with Native American and with Irish roots. So based upon the suffering of my people, am I entitled to reparations too? More inconvenient truths, she adds. Between 70,000 and 100,000 years ago, Homo sapiens began migrating from the African continent and populating parts of Europe, Asia. For instance, they reached the Australian continent in canoes sometime between 35,000 and 65,000 years ago. You know, this issue of reparations, my God. See, the Jewish folks turned us into a cottage industry, claiming from Europe that they needed reparations, especially from Germany, because, well, look what Hitler did to those 6 million Jews. Yeah, therein lies the problem. You know, even the American Red Cross, just shortly after World War II ended, and by the way, it didn't end for the captured German soldiers, which I think numbered somewhere in the area of 1.2 million captured and concentrated Germans. Those German soldiers were left to die. They were starved to death. They had disease. They were hungry. They were sick. And there was no care. There was no medical attention, there was no food, there were no blankets, there was nothing. Now, that's a little historical fact that everybody misses out on. But as I said, the Jewish folks turned us into a, let's guilt these people into paying reparations for the 6 million Jews that weren't, even that entire number was not in all of Europe. And as I said, the Red Cross went in there and they had the numbers that died in the camps, internment camps, at a much, much lower number. Not even 1/6 of that amount. But here again, you know, it's the propaganda. Who wins the war? Those are the people that claim the right for the propaganda tools to be foisted on people. So, want to talk to me about reparations? I don't think so. By the way, the this little deal with President Obama and this DACA thing, well, the Supreme Court is going to settle the legal fight over President Barack Obama's DACA 2012 amnesty. And it may have unintended consequences, blowback in political circles, and may boost Mr. Trump's ability to force pro-American concessions from Democrats in 2020. If the court says Trump's deputies properly ended DACA in 2017, Trump will again gain a major trading card in the migration negotiations with Democrats. I don't even... answer me this. Why are we even having a discussion about negotiations with the Democrats? This, in my mind, there's nothing negotiable about this. We have immigration laws. Those immigration laws are being broken. The people, depending on what you consider to be an egregious punishment or a charge, it's at least a misdemeanor for trying to barge into this country, number one, uninvited, and two, you're not taking the proper channels. Everybody else has to immigrate, go through the immigration process. It's the sniff test, which this country has the absolute right to do. Who are you? Where did you come from? Do you have a criminal record? Let's take a look at you. You might be carrying tuberculosis. You might be carrying a third world disease, of which it turns out that this happens quite a bit, more often than people may think. So I don't know negotiation. Folks, the only analogy I can think is I'm at home, somebody breaks in my home, and I'm negotiating with the guy that broke into my house illegally. What do I have to negotiate with him for? He's the one breaking the law. He's the one standing in my living room telling me what for on my own property. He's the bad guy. He's the illegal. He's the one that broke the law, so you want me to negotiate with him? I don't think so. I'll let Mr. Ruger or Mr. Colt do the negotiating for me. And I'm not suggesting we shoot illegals coming over the border. Maybe we can call the IDF for that. They're good at shooting people near fences. At any rate, now, Trump has repeatedly said he wants to trade the DACA for pro-American immigration reforms. Despite Democratic claims that ending DACA will force 800,000 young illegals to return home. Well, shame on your mommy and your daddy for dragging you all over hell's half acre and trying to break you into a country. I know that you don't have much choice on that because you are a child, but hey. Trump's opponents have persuaded judges that the then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions improperly shut down the DACA program in 2017. You mean Sessions actually did something right? Wow. The only thing I remember about this guy, recused himself from the Trump probe, and I don't know if he did anything else. Well, according to this, he did. So far, Trump has not used other legal avenues to end DACA amnesty, partly because the resulting uproar will weaken his hand during immigration negotiations. And again, there's that term, immigration negotiations. Illegal alien. What do I got to talk to an illegal alien about? Number one, I don't hable your Espanol. That's because we're an English-speaking country, or used to be. If the Supreme Court decides that Sessions properly shut down the program, the 800,000 DACA illegals will be able to stay if Democrats agree to roll back their efforts to import foreigners into American blue-collar workplaces. Wait a minute. Are these 800,000 children, that they all have parents? So if they're allowed to stay, you send the parents home? Do you actually think that's going to happen? Really? And wait a minute. Aren't our orphanages and in this country, aren't they full of American citizens that need adopted? So we're going to, what, bring in 800,000? You know, just for the sake of argument here, that they don't have parents, so where are we going to put 800,000 kids? You know, the fact that we're even talking about this unto itself is insanity. The court's decision is expected in early 2020. Well, let me see. Early 2020? How early? Past January? Because that's for inauguration for either the second term of Donald J. Trump or take your pick of what Democrat you want to see in the White House. Donna in Minnesota. Hello, Donna.
Hi, John. How are you doing? I just have a comment for John about this reparation pay. Well, first of all of us are slaves to the bankers, property tax, the state, federal, you know, whoever comes in, the, you know, medical, everything. They just, and the government just keeps borrowing and borrowing and just take it, you know, out of our hard-earned money. And, well, he's actually, any people, black, you know, all the black people and stuff like that, they're working. They'll be taking it out of their paycheck. It'll be going to the government, and then they'll turn around and send you a check for reparations. I mean, we're all slaves.
Well, and, you know...
And at one time, we've all been slaves, our ancestors and stuff. You know, between the wars over there in Europe and here and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, it's kind of ridiculous that, you know... And even in the Bible, I can't remember exactly, in the King James Bible, but it says in there, God says, you are not responsible or what your father has done. You know, you're free. He's responsible for what he's done, and you're not responsible for any of the bad things that, you know, he's done.
Well, I find it interesting. I was playing chess with a guy, a black guy, one day, and he was arguing with me about the moves. He said, that's an illegal move. I said, what's an illegal move? He said, you're a knight. You can't move your knight that way. And I said, well, I said, the rules of chess say that I can move it up two and one over, or one up and two over, or whatever. You know, a little L. And he said, no, that's not right. Well, during this little argument, the subject of black and slavery came up. I said, you know, I said, you folks are going to be really surprised when you figure out that you've been double tapped on your head. That, yeah, okay, at one point in this country, a couple hundred years ago, this issue of slavery, yeah, I get that. And I said the exact same thing, Donna. I said, what you don't realize is you're still a slave. Just because you don't see chains or bars around you doesn't mean, and I brought up the issue of the money, which he knew nothing about.
Yeah, no, that's the biggest thing. If we can get rid of this banking system, that would just, everything else would fall by the wayside. All these crazy ideas at the city councils and the state governments and out there in D.C. come up with, because the money won't be there.
Well, and
they won't have their charge card anymore.
Well, isn't it fascinating? The elephant in the room, and I consider this to be the oldest, wrinkliest, stinkiest elephant of all, sitting there eating my popcorn and drinking my beer. I can't see my TV. Help, help. And I'm looking at this, and I'm watching the Democrats, and their two days of absolutely unorganized. NBC did the worst job of producing the thing. I mean, it was, the content itself was bad enough, but watching their production of it was even worse. Watching the people that I sometimes was confused as to who was actually running for office and who the interviewers were. I mean, you could have interchanged them and, you know, cast your vote.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this whole scenario. Republicans, the same thing. Roger Stone, I've been watching the series that he did, The Hidden Mysteries of America, and he stays away from the third rail of banking. I just learned recently that he's in big favor of the global climate change garbage.
Yeah. Some people kind of, you just don't know, and then you start hearing little things what they're for, and it's like, okay, you know, he's just playing a game here to, you know, get on AJ's show and stuff and make it. But I mean, actually, yes, he's for the globalists. Yeah,
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a stretch, Donna, to say he's for the globalist, because he has talked about the globalism itself. He hasn't necessarily shied away from that. And don't get me wrong, the series that he did, it's a pretty interesting series. I spot check and fact check some of the stuff that he's talking about that I didn't know, and yeah, it seems to be a pretty good series. But again, you know, this blind spot that everybody has in politics, the Donald Trump, the Donald Trump talked about very, very little. And I can remember the heydays here of Ron Paul, end of Fed. Well, that's exactly what has to happen. Let's start with that.
Right.
You know, and then the Democrats can talk about what kind of taxes they're going to charge for people that don't have any money right now. Everybody's living in la-la land.
Oh, yes, we have that right here in this little city of ours. We've got a mayor that's just, you know, he's in his, as my husband calls it, his comfort zone. So, of course, he wants to, you know, we're just a real small city, and, you know, like around 4,000 here, and he just, you know, it's never enough for him. You know, we need this now, we need that. And my husband was on the city council, and he's taking a break. There is one good guy left on there and half of another one. So it depends on how he votes on some things. But, we're hoping that at least the young one there, the good one, he'll run for mayor. I really think people are starting to see the light on that one, and they're getting sick and tired
of it. Well, let me ask you a question. Does the city council, are they mandated to follow the state constitution and the federal constitution?
Oh, I don't, maybe they are, but they don't.
Well, and you know what? You know, a small person or a person that's outnumbered, you've got a very valuable weapon there, because it is the law of the land. And see, this is what I've been trying to impress upon people, that these Democrats and their new brand of democracy here, any idea that they think is good, that they want passed, any this, and, you know, this country is founded on constitutional law, and it's the law, not men. This is not a nation of men. This is a nation of laws that were constructed.
Right.
And they don't seem to get that. But everybody breaks the Constitution one way or another, and right down to, Donna, city council. So I don't know. You know, we've had people, you know, just throw up their hands and walk away and not participate, lock themselves behind the doors. We've had people that, well, they grumble a little bit about this or that, but then, you know, they sit down pretty quickly. And this is the standard that should be held right now, right here and right now, with a declaration, and rightly so, the declaration that we are a constitutional republic, and here's the law. And this is the basis of government. What the hell are you talking about? And we don't move from that.
Right. My husband's, you know, he's in some of their private sessions and stuff. He's rather outspoken. He will stand his ground even if he's the only one. And people have given him credit for that. And he'll come right out and just say things. You know, this is why you're doing it. I know this. Oh, no, it's not because of the money.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is because of
and,
the money.
Well, and the Democrats, they love all the children, but, sure they do.
Well, my husband says they sit in the front pew. You know, he remembers that when he was a little kid in church. All the ones that could afford it would sit in the front pew, or the good ones, the higher-ups. You know, there were levels. You know, the poor family sat in the middle to the back, and the well-to-do ones are the ones that had influence and stuff. But then as soon as they walked through the doors in the city council, that's it. God's left at the door, and they come in with a whole different...
So is their heart, their minds, and their conscience. If they had one.
Yes.
Donna, got to run,
got
to break.
Me all briled up.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Well, got you riled up. In the absence of your husband being at the city council, why don't you invade them and give them a piece of your mind?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're up next. Hello, Art.
Hey, there we go. How you doing, John?
Hi.
Let me get back in here to my computer, because I want that fella that called in yesterday. You know, I don't like to go on the attack or be a meanie or hateful or anybody think I'm trying to be racist or anything like that. But you were talking about the Constitution and the law. Well, let's look at the law. According to the Supreme Court, the current Supreme Court, we're not talking about a century ago, we're talking about the current Supreme Court. The federal government is not supposed to give an entire racial group special treatment. Now, we scroll down here, it says clearly, a racial entitlement is only permissible to remedy the government's own discrimination, not societal discrimination. It cannot provide race-based remedies that are ageless in their reach into the past and timeless in their ability to affect the future. Richmond v. J.A. Grossen County, 488 U.S., 469-497, 1995. We also have the federal government is thus not allowed to provide special treatment to blacks in one state just because another state once practiced slavery or segregation. Western States Paving Company versus Washington State Department of Transportation. I'm sitting here looking at least a dozen Supreme Court cases talking about this. And they all say reparations for this are impossible. It cannot be done. They would be unconstitutional and unfair to the public in general.
Well, and
it's a damn discussion.
Art, and on top of that, just recently, well, we need reparations for the gay and lesbian and homosexual and the transgender and the basically sexually confused people as well. And I'm listening to this, the problem that they're creating, and now they're demanding money for the problem that they created. And it's what? It's based on, well, it's prejudicial if you don't go with the man can marry a man and a woman. That's because it's common sense. And if you're not toting your Bible around for quick, easy reference about something about God saying that men shouldn't lay with men kind of thing, okay, I got that. But here's the deal. It's against natural law. Do you have dogs? Have you ever had a male and female dog or a cat? They can mate, but if you got two males, you're going to expect a litter from those two males? No, it's against natural law.
Yeah, and this argument that they put out, well, you see it in the animal kingdom, like when male dogs hump other male dogs. That has nothing to do with sex, ladies and gentlemen. That is a male dog trying to dominate another male dog to let him know, I am the cock of the walk. I am the big dog here. I am the alpha. That's what that's all about. Homosexuality does not occur anywhere in nature. Nowhere. Except with people, and that's only because people are idiots, but...
They
want to go back to 1969 when the Stonewall Gay Club was raided. In 1969, I was 9 years old living and growing up in Springfield, Massachusetts. Or, I'm sorry, in Chepachet, Rhode Island. What did I have to do with that? I used the same argument. My family came here, I'm the 10th generation. So you go back however many generations, 10. My family has never owned slaves.
Mine hasn't either. And as far as I know, my parents' parents that were from Sicily, I don't think they had slaves over there either. It's very interesting to watch these people say reparations. Well, then could I not claim because I'm being accused of being a racist, I'm being minimized, I'm being thrown off of Facebook and Twitter, I'm being debanked? Do I get reparations for the treatment that I'm getting from the system and now the government?
Well, here's mine. I can go back 7 generations. All the way back to 7 generations. So the 10th generation from me, 10 generations back, the 10th, the 9th, and the 8th, and the 7th, 4 generations right there of my family, the first 4 generations of my family here in this country were Irish slaves. Do I get reparations?
The simple answer to that is no, because you're Irish.
Well, damn.
Just joking, Art.
I want that fella that called in yesterday want to talk about reparations. You want to talk about reparations? John told you yesterday to call back.
Yeah, well.
Here's your chance.
Art, I've got a bunch of people, including Steve Elkins, that have chimed in on this deal. He says, I can't wait for John to call in today. And I said, you know, it's been a very long week. There's been a lot of hectic stuff going on, and I'm not in the mood to sit and pander to anybody. So I said, I hope he doesn't call in today because I'm probably not going to be that nice.
Well, I'm not going to promote my broadcast, but if he ever called into my broadcast, we'd have a good time with him because he ain't going nowhere. Anyway, thanks, John, man. Right. Have a great one.
Okay, you too. Boy, I just looked at the clock. It seemed like 2 minutes ago, and it was 6:28, and now it's 6:29. But only a minute has passed. Am I in a time warp here? We got Paul. We got Chance. We got Jim. We got Tom. We got a bunch of calls here. We'll get to them. 800-313-9443, and we might as well make this an open phone Friday. I like the way that sounds. I like saying that, open phone Friday. All right, let's take the bottom of the hour break here. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. This is the National Intel Report. And we'll do a little bit more of that right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, we're back. Anybody watch the debates last night? Elkins told me, Wednesday night, that he's going to watch it, and he's going to take copious notes. And then he said he was going to watch the debates last night and take copious notes. Well, I like him. I think we have the same threshold of, what is this? We both only watched about 45 minutes of both debates. I tuned into the tail end of it last night to catch some of the wonderful ideas that these people have. And I'm telling you, politically, they got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Paul in New Jersey, you're up next. Hello, Paul.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, for art, there's a good book to read. It's called Biological Exuberance. And it's about animal homosexuality, and yes, animals are homosexuals. There is homosexual throughout the animal kingdom, and it's pretty well established in that book. Okay? Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about reparations, but since you mentioned Kamala Harris, or at least the debate last night, it was interesting to watch her chide Joe Biden. And yet, I thought it was interesting that she is of Jamaican and Indian descent. So we should remember, A, she has no claim to any reparations from American slavery. Maybe she could get that from the British in Jamaica. And she's also half Indian, so her parents emigrated to have that busing issue. So blame her parents, Kamala. Don't go blaming Joe Biden and the whites getting through that issue. You know, she really has no claim or dog in that fight because she's ultimately a foreigner.
I have the entire quote here that Harris said to Joe Biden. She said, I'm now going to direct this at Vice President Biden. I do not believe you are a racist, and I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground, but I also believe in it, and it is personal, and it is actually very hurtful to hear you talk about reparations of two United States senators who built their reputation and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And you know, there was this little girl in California who spent part of the second class to integrate her in public schools, and she was bused to school every day, and that little girl was me. You know, I've been watching this, and I'm just astounded. By the way, Paul, congratulations. You've got Art spinning at about 7,200 RPM right now.
Well, it's the truth.
Okay. I've been on this earth for a little while, and I haven't heard of this. Who wrote the book, and what's their bonus?
Well, there's several books that cover the topic, but this book is by Bruce Bagamil. It's called Biological Exuberance. I picked it up a few years ago and read through it. He cites other biologists. It's pretty well established among biologists. So
global warming was supposedly half the scientists on Earth.
Yeah, but these are guys who aren't theorizing. They actually go out in the field and they observe animal behavior. And they report about it. So look into it. You'll see. Anyway, I also wanted to talk about reparations. And one of the things concerning reparations are the people who advocate reparations. Are you going to have to create a federal genetic database and collect DNA samples of those who are going to receive the reparations? Because if you're
stop, Paul. When was the federal government ever extrajudicial about dispersing money? You actually think that something like that would happen? I don't think so.
Well, it depends if we elect Andrew Yang, but that's another story. But my point is, how do the advocates of reparations expect to hand out this money? Now, look at the case of Barack Obama, right? Barack Obama's mother is white. His father was born in Africa. Again, he has no claim to American slavery. So why should Obama get any money? He shouldn't.
You know, and it's interesting because where did these slaves come from? Well, they came from Africa. It was the chiefs of the tribes over there that rounded up black people to sell into slavery. So, you know, I mean,
what they do with the money?
Well, it doesn't matter, but the point is, to talk about this cockamamie stuff to somehow make me, slather on some white guilt because I'm not going to pay for reparations for slavery. There were black slave owners in this country. Abraham Lincoln really was a racist.
Sure.
I mean, it goes on and on and on. And prior to the Civil War, there weren't supposed to be any lawyers in office. Well, magically, what happened after the Civil War? Well, we've got a brand new 13th Amendment. It goes on and on and on. But these people...
Well,
go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to show how complicated this handing the money out and finding people who are actual descendants. I mean, you'd have to create a bureaucracy.
But you're building an argument. Paul, here's the problem with this. You're building an argument against a specious or a false front to begin with. I don't even want to give the credibility. I didn't even want to entertain that particular subject, but since he brought it up, I thought I would give it an answer. And now that's, you know, it's more distraction is what it is. It's more divide.
But just to counter these arguments, I was listening to a talk show host in the Philadelphia region this weekend, and he was advocating, you know, like for 2 hours the case for reparations.
Yeah.
And these are some of the thoughts I had concerning this. Here's another one. What happens if a person is a descendant of an African slave, but his ancestors also intermarried with whites, so you're only one-eighth African, right? Does that mean you get one-eighth of the reparations fees if you're a quarter African-American?
I don't know. I've been looking for all these years for my 40 acres and a mule, and I can't find it anywhere. Paul?
And by the way, one last thing. 40 acres and a mule isn't that expensive. You can get 40 acres land, about 1,000 acres of land, and a mule for about a few hundred bucks. So it's really about $43,000.
Well, and I've got to make sure there's reparations so that can be paid for. Paul, I appreciate your call. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right. Chance in West Virginia. Hello. He's gone. Why? Did he have an accident? Did his house burn down? Jim in New York. Hello, Jim.
Hi, John. How are you?
Wait a minute. There's a little mistake on my screen. It says Jim from New York. J-O-R-K.
Okay. Anyhow, Obama's grandfather was actually his supposed grandfather, because many people claim that his real father was Frank Marshall Davis. I'm sure you heard of that.
Oh, yes.
But anyhow, his supposed grandfather was the chief of a tribe that actually captured other Africans and sold them to slavery. His supposed grandfather was involved in the slave trade.
You know, isn't this fascinating that when there's an inconvenient fact or a truth that comes up, you know, that it's totally ignored? You know, I hear about all this racism. Well, where was this born out of? Oh, the evil KKK, you know, those cowards that wore the sheets and the little cone heads with little eyes cut out. Oh, well, they were Democrat.
And I want to mention something else on the other subject about animals not involving themselves in homosexual activity. I have actually stood on the terraces of Union Square South, where all the students hang out from the New School for Social Research and NYU. And I've stood there and shouted repeatedly, "How come rats and cockroaches don't have gay sex?" Over and over again, very loudly. A lot of people actually got scared and ran away. They probably thought I was going to pull something out or something like that. And another thing I wanted to mention was, you had a point to what you said to Paul about, I would categorize what he's doing, except, of course, if you're capturing something with a legal tone to it, that something's going on. But he was involving in answering a fool according to his folly, with what those people, the reparations, are saying. It is a folly. And if we don't have to count them on a court system, it is answering a fool according to his folly.
Well, and Jim, you know, this is fascinating to me, because I said to that caller yesterday, I said, look, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the second part of FDR's New Deal, if you will, $22 trillion has been spent. Isn't that enough? And his retort was, well, I didn't get any of that money. Well, okay, I didn't get any either. But guess what? It was the taxes that were collected and the money borrowed to make up that $22 trillion amount, and, well, the federal government, the way it spends money, the way it gets us in debt, we're going to be paying on the interest forever.
And John, you know, you remember that old phrase, patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel? You've heard that, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I came up with a new phrase. Accusations of racism are the last refuge of a scoundrel.
You know, I mean, this just at the point where people were starting to consider what people were talking about, going, why are you calling yourself African-American? Do we see Italians running around demanding, Italian-American Day? Or, no, they just have food fest in cities. Or the Irish. Yeah. Are they demanding the Irish-American Day? No, and it's this refusal to assimilate into the culture and then claim that you're part of some colored club that is somehow banded together against racism. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what? Y'all need to shut up. Y'all need to shut up.
I have a theory about that. This will be my last thing. I have a, people should forgive me if I'm wrong, but I get the feeling that the ongoing continuum of these never-ending accusations of racism and affirmative action, it's never-ending. And somehow or other, sometimes I think these people are luxuriating in the concept of being slaves. I, 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 I,
But
and
see,
some people seem to be.
But see,
some people seem to be saying, "Please enslave me." It just sounds like
well,
that.
Jim, you know, I mean, oh, it's the corporatism. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, it's the inequality. And they're going right back to the damn government with their hands out going, okay, we want more control, so ergo, we want you to do more. And I'm looking at this situation, and I've got a checklist of the things that the federal government should not be involved in that are, that and leave it up to any good politician. If he tells you it's going to cost a dollar, you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to cost you 10. You know, I'm looking at all of this, and I'm going, you know, when is the insanity going to stop? And as long as people are pandering to the government with demands and their hands out, it's going to this is never going to stop.
Especially in these states like where I am, New York, California, my state income tax was a certain a large amount, and my federal income tax was zero, and that's why people are leaving the state.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, Jim. They're coming down here to Texas.
Yeah.
You know, how would they feel if about 100,000, 200,000 Texans invaded New York?
Yeah, we could use some of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, there'd be street fights every night.
Yeah. Look, listen, I don't think it's far away. This nothing's going to happen.
Well, and they're all smiling. Like, you know, the proverbial cat that ate the canary, they're all sitting back smiling at the chaos that they're creating. And they're watching Americans turn on each other. Wow, what a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Jim, thank you for your call. Have a good weekend.
I do.
All right. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Hey, John, thanks for letting me in.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment and add some history for the gentleman yesterday. There's a man named Anthony Johnson. Anthony Johnson was an indentured servant. His servitude was by contract. It's called an indenture. He worked off his indenture and earned his freedom, quote-unquote, freedom. Mm. He bought himself some indentures, one named John Kassor, C-A-S-O-R. Look that up, my friend, John Kassor. Well, John Kassor worked for Anthony. Anthony was a black man. John Kassor worked for Anthony not only for 8 years, but another 7 years. He worked to double his indenture, and he wanted his freedom. But Anthony, being the good black man he was, didn't want to set John Kassor free. So it went to court. And Anthony not only won the indenture contract, John Kassor was the first black man whose flesh and body was actually owned by another man, a black man named Anthony Johnson.
Oh, see, that's another convenient fact and truth that will never be brought out, and we're just going to roll with the agenda, and we're going to ignore everything else. We have an agenda, and we're going to shove this down every American's throats, whether you like it or not.
Not only did Anthony Johnson make John Kassor the first flesh and blood man owned in the colonies in the late 1600s, when Anthony Johnson died, he was not permitted to give his inheritance to his children or his wife, not because he was a freed man, but because he was not considered a citizen of the colony because of the color of his skin.
Mm.
So although he could own a man outright, creating first flesh and blood slavery in these colonies, but he couldn't pass it on because he was black. And this ruling was by a white man who probably owned black people and wanted to keep them for himself, so he had to set a precedent to keep his own property. So it's not reparations that you need, sir. It is truth and justice from a corrupt government.
You know,
slavery did not exist without government sanction.
You know, people are forgetting. You know, part of the thing was with Obama, not only one term but two terms, there were a lot of people that quietly admitted that they did that because, well, they were white and they felt guilty. And, you know, Obama seemed like a pretty good guy with his hope and change mantra. So I'm just going to vote for Obama. There's a lot of people that did that had that attitude that figured, well, you know, okay, gosh, you know, maybe I might have been a little bit prejudicial or whatever, but I'm going to free myself from the white guilt by voting for Obama. Well, there's some real reason and logic behind voting for somebody. Because they're going to make you feel better. Well, after 8 years of Obama, how do you feel now? Anyhow.
Well, Mark, if Obama actually gave a damn about anyone but himself, why didn't he bring up the fate of John Kasser? Why didn't he bring up the truth? Why aren't these people that we elect righting the wrongs of the past Congresses for the past 250 years?
You know, and I don't say this lightly, but it is a known fact. Why was Obama's mother, for all intents and purposes on the morality and ethics scale, why was she such a slut? I've seen the nude pictures of her myself, okay? They were posted on the internet. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. Well, it might if somebody surreptitiously took your photo, but it's the big clue that you're looking at the camera with a big smile on your face. You know what I mean? Anyhow, Mark, yeah. thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
Hope and change. Yeah, I'm hoping I don't have to go through another period like this in this country again. 800-313-9443. Open phone Friday, folks. Let's take the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Scott in California.
Hi there, John.
Hello.
I caught the tail end of your show yesterday, and that reparations stuff came up. And I couldn't help but remember when, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, and that rumble in the jungle in Zaire, 1974, with George Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was over there for like 4 or 5 months, and you know, so introduced to African culture, and so fight's over, he wins, he's coming back. Some reporter catches him at the airport and goes, "What'd you think of Africa?" His comment was, "Thank God for slavery."
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know.
Wow. Yeah, I was not aware of that. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, well, my brother was working in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, for like a year and a half or 2 years. Mm-hmm. Man, the stories he's got, I never worked there myself. But.
Well, I mean, I have a hard time here with watching Africa, and I'm watching a culture that had no desire, you know, to jump into the current technical age and engineering and building and all this other stuff. They just weren't interested in doing that, and they lived a relatively simple lifestyle, you know, nothing fancy. But then all of a sudden, here come the English and here come the Germans in South Africa, and they start building and producing. And well, there were a lot of blacks who were brought into that system, and they were doing pretty well with it. And then all of a sudden they figured, well, you build it, it belongs to us, we're going to take it. And look at the state of Africa right now. People just refuse to look at a situation the way it is. And I don't owe Africa anything. I'm not going to assume personal responsibility for anything there. But my God, I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. Anytime the subject comes up.
Yeah, it's just a distraction. You mentioned earlier, you know, that what do they call it? A political football. But if that's all, I don't watch. I don't even have a television, so I don't know about that debate stuff. But I saw a few references to it here and there, but
If you tuned in, go back in the archives and listen to yesterday's show, because the first hour and 20 minutes was I was interviewing a guy that started Air America, he and his wife. And I expected I was loaded for bear. I had everything lined up, and it turns out that he and I were agreeing on more things, and I don't think we disagreed about anything. I'm not saying that we wouldn't have disagreements on particular subjects. But I was astounded. At any rate, go back and listen to it. I think you'll enjoy it. Scott, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Let me go to Chance in West Virginia.
Hello, John. Hello. Yeah, good old Frank Marshall Davis was pretty nifty with that camera of his, wasn't he?
I'm astounded. You know that.
Yep. Let me tell you, John, you are right about the 6 million Jews in Europe. My family escaped, I told you, communist Europe at that time. They didn't get here until 1950. And every time that figure was brought up, they all smirked and laughed a little bit because they knew there weren't 6 million Jews in all of Europe.
Yeah. And Frank in her diary that was written with a ballpoint pen with a device that wasn't even invented yet.
Exactly. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, top of the hour break, 800-313-9443. This is the National Intel Report on this Friday, folks. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Second hour coming up, along with your calls.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is our